New World Report with Professor Evan Ellis, my colleague. And the relatively good news in Chile is that the Chilean voters, upset since at least 2019 with the status quo of the Constitution, have one more time rejected an alternative to the Constitution. They rejected a left-of-center 400-paragraph Constitution some time ago in 2023. Now they've rejected a right-of-center Constitution, I don't know how many paragraphs. And so the default is the old Constitution we were unhappy with in 2019. Professor, you recently returned from Chile. We have a few minutes. Is this good news? Thank you.
Well, it probably takes Chile to a uncomfortable stability. So as you remember, there's long been a sense of with the increasingly prosperous Chile and its middle class that Chile, which was based on the dictatorship era constitution, the Pinochet era constitution, which technically has been changed multiple times. But there is a sense that there is something about the inequalities in Chilean society and in a sense of injustice and the legacy of the Pinochet era, that well, if we could just fix the Constitution, it would somehow resolve these things. And so the October 2019 record protest that spread across Chile over a very small increase in price in the Santiago Metro led to one key issue, when apart from bringing Gabriel Boric, Chile's current young leader, to power, and that was that we want a new Constitution. And so the initial attempt brought into power a group of very far left persons from a number of groups who had not previously been involved in legislative in Chilean politics. They produced a constitution focused on a number of different types of social, gender rights, indigenous rights, environmental rights, that was seen as far too left by the Chilean right. That was voted down by a very large margin. And so they said, okay, well, let's redo this. And so they then ironically brought in a much more right of center group. It was the Chilean kind of conservative right. Actually, one of the leaders of the Constitutional Convention was José Antonio Kast, who was previously the right of center alternative to Gabriel Boric, who lost in those elections. So with the voting down of this constitution, 56-44, Boric basically said we were unable to reconcile the beautiful plurality of the Chilean people. And so, yeah, we go to a modicum of stability and trying to resolve via legislative means some issues of pensions and other things. And so I think Chile continues to move forward. It's struggling right now with low economic growth. It's struggling with the possibility that copper prices, which are high, could fall if Chinese demand weakens. And it still has a lot of social and other tensions to reconcile. But at the very least, compared to other countries such as Venezuela, Chile is not on a terribly bad path to stability. And it's a country that's sitting on a lot of resources and a pretty good governing structure and political culture to do so if one gets past some of the other issues, the social expectations and the criminal violence, especially in the north, that are affecting the country.
Professor Evan Ellis, I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,